Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I'm John Batchelor, Behind the Black. Bob Zimmerman, your subscriptions and donations are most welcome. Bob is guiding us through the commercial space transition from big space to money in space, and beyond that is the Earth, Moon, and Earth, Mars, Moon systems. However, we begin always in conversation about Starship and SpaceX. That is the frontier of commercial space. As SpaceX goes, so goes the commercial space ability to raise money and invest in the future. Bob, SpaceX and Starship have been dominating the news recently. The part that everybody seems most excited about is that Starship floats. Why are they excited about that, Bob?
This was not expected, John, by any means, shape, or form, but it is a remarkable thing, and it indicates many, many important positive things for Starship and Super Heavy and the plans that SpaceX has got for Starship. So they did a launch a week ago of Starship Super Heavy. It was largely successful. When Starship landed and splashed down vertically, softly in the Indian Ocean, it fell over and it floated. And this was a surprise. Normally, it hit the ground, it hit the water gently, but then when falling over, it would explode. Now, I think the explosion was generally they were initiating the self-destruct operations because it was not stable. But this time, it appears that SpaceX held off doing that. And lo and behold, it fell into the water gently enough that it wasn't damaged more. And what happened is it floated. But what's more amazing is now a week later, it's still floating. It has drifted about 100 miles to the northeast towards Christmas Island. It's still quite a distance away. And I've posted on Behind the Black video of it floating. It's a ship. It's basically functioning like a ship. It's pretty remarkable. It means it wasn't damaged very significantly. It means they've had ample time to get lots of good drone footage of the heat shield to see exactly how it fared during the mission. But more significantly, since it is still floating, Elon Musk has said, we're sending a ship out to recover it. They're going to try to recover it. And that is magnificent, because if they can get the thing back to ground where they can look at it closely, that's going to tell them gobs of information about how to make Starship not only reusable and reliable, but reusable quickly. That's their big goal. And the thermal protection system is the big obstacle there, because the space shuttle always required significant refurbishment of its tiles. And so SpaceX is trying to get to a point where either it can do the refurbishment super fast, or it doesn't have to do it at all. And this is going to give them the opportunity to really learn the answers to that big question. It's a big deal, John. I have to insert here, this is the last day of my July fundraiser. I thank your readers for their support, but I could use really more support. So any donations or subscriptions would be greatly appreciated.
Salvage, Bob. There are rules about salvage. I'm puzzled. I see that SpaceX is going to recover if it can, but I wonder if it is considered abandoned for the time it's been drifting.
No, I would think not, because they the ship that they sent out with drones to film the landing has been following it closely the whole time, SpaceX, and with its drones taking photos. Literally, they have a strong argument to say they haven't abandoned it. They've been with it every step of the way, and now they're sending the ship out to bring it back. So, no, I don't think that's going to be a problem for them.
I go along with what you're saying. I'm just remembering reading books about salvage, and there are a lot of rules. However, I go along with where you're saying that SpaceX has – of course it has the claim. I was thinking of Pirates from Phobos. You understand. All right. Big Space Force contract. I saw that. Is that the biggest they've ever taken from Space Force?
No, no. But this is just indicating, once again, SpaceX's dominance. The Space Force has issued SpaceX a $1.6 billion contract for 18 Falcon 9 launches to be completed before the end of next year. Now, what you have to understand is 18 launches in a single year is not a big deal for SpaceX. They could do this without any trouble. In fact, if they had to, they could probably get them done in a month and a half. They do about 12 launches a year, a month, routinely. What's significant about this is that for a single company to do 18 launches in a year up until about 5 years ago was impossible. And it's SpaceX's chief competitors, ULA or Blue Origin, who would have, in other circumstances, been able to compete for this contract. They can't because their rockets are grounded. And even if they were available, they have not yet demonstrated the ability to launch that much in a single year. At best, they've been able, what you'd expect from them right now is five times a year at best. And so this just indicates the dominance of SpaceX. It also indicates that the Falcon 9 rocket is not necessarily going to be abandoned once Starship launches, because there's plenty of demand for launch services. Starship will not be able to meet it all for a number of reasons for years. And the Falcon 9 is there, operational and functioning very well.
Mexico, lawfare, gone away. That's a credible ruling. I'd forgotten about the suit. It was junk to begin with.
Yes, yes. The government of Mexico was claiming somehow that SpaceX was poisoning and polluting its waters with its space super heavy Starship launches at Boca Chica. SpaceX, meanwhile, went out and salvaged any material that was there. It was all very bogus. Well, the Mexican government has dropped its plans to complete a lawsuit. I think there are three reasons. One, the claims were exaggerated. Two, SpaceX has reduced the debris considerably as it's refined Starship Super Heavy. It's really not dumping anything in the water anymore. And they've also done that aggressive action to salvage material. And finally, I suspect the Trump administration applied pressure to Mexico to back off. And that was probably very, very effective. And so, yes, there's another case of lefties complaining about SpaceX because it's accomplishing things has fallen by the wayside.
K2, what is that, Bob?
Well, I got here two stories, actually, of startups, John, and they're both significant for multiple reasons. K2 is a satellite startup that is developing high-powered satellites that have a more power, ability to get power from the sun than any previously. It is also developing engines, iron engines, to maneuver those satellites that are more powerful than anyone's ever done. And they've done a demonstration flight. And so they have raised $500 million in investment capital because of the success of that flight. Now, before I explain why they're important, let me go to the second story, which is Sophia Space. This is another startup, but this is a computer startup that has developed a technology for radiating heat away from a data satellite, a data center satellite. In other words, you got a satellite in orbit that's basically a computer that's processing data from the ground. It produces a lot of heat, computers. They got to radiate that heat away. Doing this in space is actually not trivial. You think, oh, they could just radiate it into space, but space has no atmosphere, and you need the atmosphere to convey the heat away. The ISS, they have a very complicated piping system to radiate heat. Well, this company's come up with a patent, has patented a technology that will allow the radiating heat away from these data center satellites. Both of these stories demonstrate that the technical problems for building these giant data center satellite constellations are being defeated. They're being covered. They're figuring out how to fix them. And the investment capital to K2, $500 million, indicates the industry is very excited by this. So much of the questions about putting data centers up in orbit, I think, is going away, the technical problems. And it means Elon Musk was right. Space is going to be the place these are going to go, because on the ground, data centers are a problem. And real estate is a problem, and space doesn't have those issues, John.
It also has the sunshine permanently for power.
Yes, and that's, you know, absolutely right. And that's what K2 is developing, how to take full advantage, maximum advantage of the power from the sun.
Amazon, an application for its – I forget about Amazon system – it's the same thing as SpaceX, or is there a twist?
Well, in this case, it's developing the LEO constellation, which is comparable to Starlink in concept. It's pretty much similar. There are, of course, differences, but it's essentially the same. Now, Amazon has a problem. Amazon has to get another 2,600 satellites up in orbit by July of 29, according to its FCC license. But the trouble is that two of the rockets it's depending most on, the Vulcan and New Glenn, are grounded. So it's going to have great difficulty meeting that constellation, that FCC requirement. If they don't meet it, any satellites they have not launched by 29, well, they can't add them to the constellation. So there'll be a smaller constellation, and they could be as short as 1,000 satellites. So here's where the story is. Amazon has filed an FCC application to launch a 5,000 LEO constellation that is upgraded, that will include the capability of direct phone-to-satellite operations. This is basically the satellites become like cell towers. It is an upgrade, and they want to be able to put 5,000 satellites, LEO satellites, with this ability. Well, what I think Amazon is doing here is not only do they want to increase the capability of LEO, but this will give them a way to get their full constellation in orbit, even if they don't meet that initial FCC license requirement, because they'll have, we don't know how much more time they'll have to get these 5,000 satellites up, but it's going to give them more time. And so I think that's what they're doing, and it's very shrewd on their part. And it's a good thing, because I want the competition, and we want to see Amazon finally get this constellation in orbit, John.
Maya Space, what is that, Bob?
All right, this is another rocket startup, and this is in Europe. Maya Space is wholly owned by Ariana Group, the company that makes the Ariana 6 rocket. It's a small rocket they're building. Well, they were going to launch this year. They've now announced they're delaying until next year. And there's real competition because there are at least three other European startups, ISAR, Rocket Factory, and PLD, that are planning to launch by the end of this year. So Maya Space, in a sense, is behind. But once again, it's another startup in Europe that wants to put rockets.
Rocket Factory, Augsburg. What, there's a problem with the booster? They could all
This is Rocket. Now, of those companies that are startup, Rocket Factory, Augsburg has a rocket on the launch pad. At least it was on the launch pad at Saxeford in the United Kingdom. And they were going to launch. They have a launch window opening on August 10th. But in doing a variety of pressure tests of that rocket on the launch pad, they discovered, quote, an issue. They don't tell us what it is. And whatever that issue is, they've decided to destack the rocket and bring it back to the assembly building to deal with the issue. That means I don't know if they're going to make their August 10th launch date, John. That's the bottom line.
Now, two stories that seem discordant, but they're not. A private company, sort of, and a sovereign state, sort of, going in different directions. Let's do the private company first. You have all heard of it. It's called Boeing. What's the problem, Bob?
All right, so Boeing is in trouble, as we all know. It's significantly in trouble in many ways. So one of its contracts was to refurbish two of its own 747s already built to act as Air Force One. It got this contract in 2018. They were supposed to deliver it by 2024. It was a $3.8 billion fixed-price contract. Well, Boeing couldn't deliver. They don't now expect to deliver those two 747s built by Boeing that are merely being refurbished. They don't expect to now deliver them before 27 at the earliest. It'll probably be later. And they've gone over budget by $3 billion. Since it's a fixed price contract, Boeing has to pay that overage. This is in line with all of the Boeing problems, John, and it indicates this company has got serious, serious problems for its future.
They have a Jonah on board. Starliner, has that been abandoned, Bob? Where is it?
Well, Starliner, they're trying to convince NASA to pay for an unmanned cargo mission because they don't want to pay any more money for any more demo missions, but they're not going to get it certified without another unmanned demo mission. NASA appears to be reluctant to pay for that. There's negotiations going on. They say it's going to happen. I am doubtful. I think Isaacman doesn't want to pay the money. They've already got contracts with SpaceX to do the manned missions to ISS until it retires. So that's where it stands, John.
And now we'll go to the trouble.
Why don't we save the China story to the next segment?
John? I was about to save it.
Okay.
We'll go to the troubled sovereign state, sort of, but it needs room. So when we come back, Bob Zimmerman, it is time for subscriptions and donations. Because you enjoy us talking about what China does to its own people with rockets. I'm John Batchelor.
guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.